Page 21, Frances Menino, A True Gentlewoman by Mitch Pomerantz. Frances Mae Thiessen Menino was born in Reedley, California on May 1, 1921 and died in Burbank, California on April 11, 2010. Frances was a gentlewoman, a stalwart of our movement, and a friend to the deaf-blind community for over 50 years. She became blind at 15 and one half from a severe fever, which destroyed her optic nerve. Frances attended the Berkeley School for the Blind, since renamed the California School for the Blind, from 1937 through 1941. Following her graduation, Frances attended the Bible Institute of Los Angeles, now Biola College, where she was its first blind graduate. Frances Menino became affiliated with the Braille Institute of America in Los Angeles, first as a volunteer Braille teacher in 1951, then as a paid home instructor in 1956. In that capacity, she was a Jill of all trades, teaching Braille reading and writing, arts and crafts, independent living skills, and serving as a counselor, mentor, teacher, mother, and friend to hundreds of blind and deafblind students. Page 22. She married Anthony Tony Menino in July 1974, and it is at that point when I first got to know Frances. Tony was then president of the California Council of the Blind, at the time an affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind. In my callow youth, I was frankly intimidated by Tony. Many of us called him the Godfather, although certainly not within his hearing. So it was with considerable trepidation that sometime in 1975, I learned that Joanne, my wife back then, had invited Frances and Tony to dinner. Joanne baked a cake, and just before dinner, I went into the kitchen to get something. Imagine my reaction when I discovered that Joanne's guide dog had gotten to the cake before we could. Upon announcing this unfortunate event, I found out what a sense of humor Frances had and what a gentling influence she had on Tony. Frances was that sort of person. Sadly, Tony passed away very prematurely in September 1976. Nonetheless, Frances continued her commitment to deaf-blind persons through the Braille Institute in order to help dispel the loneliness and isolation faced by so many in that community. She once invited me to the annual holiday party for deaf-blind persons, which she hosted at the Braille Institute. At some point during the festivities, Frances introduced me to a woman whose last name made it fairly apparent that she was Jewish. Frances, knowing that I, too, was Jewish, I was instructed to fingerspell my name into the woman's palm. After a moment, and with a chuckle in her voice, Frances asked me on the woman's behalf whether I'd spell my name in Hebrew. I hadn't. So much for my ability to fingerspell. Page 23. In 1972, Frances Menino was honored by the Braille Institute with its prestigious Light Award, given for outstanding service to the blind. She retired in 1983 from teaching, but remained active in various organizations, including the Foothill Club of the Blind and the Glendale Burbank Area Chapter of CCB. Over the past 20-plus years, I didn't have many opportunities to see Frances. Usually we chatted when we both attended the Glendale Burbank holiday party. Our last conversation was just a few weeks before her death. Donna and I spoke with Frances by phone for perhaps an hour. She was in the hospital by then, but was upbeat and lucid nonetheless. Frances was a woman of faith and seemed at peace with what she obviously knew was to come. I was truly sorry that ACB Business had me out of town on the day of her memorial service. Frances Thiessen Menino was one of those CCB members who led, not by seeking and holding statewide office, but by her quiet, steadfast dedication to our cause. Those of us who encountered her for even a brief time were certainly in the presence of a gentle and good lady. Farewell, Frances Menino.